The trip here to China is the Saudi king's first visit as his country's head of state. He visited China twice in 1999 and 2014 as crown prince. Salman's trip this time comes as his kingdom looks to diversify its economy. China and Saudi Arabia established diplomatic ties in 1990. Ties between the two sides have been increasing steadily since then. Chinese ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Li Huaxin, says bilateral relations hit a new high early last year when Chinese President Xi Jinping traveled to Saudi Arabia for a state visit.
The exchange of visits by the two leaders within just over 1 year has showed that they attach great importance to bilateral ties. The two countries have signed agreements on cultural cooperation and education, among others. I hope we will achieve a series of cooperation results this time.
China has become Saudi Arabia's largest trading partner, with oil revenues making up a vast majority of the trade volume. However, the Saudi government has been taking steps to diversify itself out of just oil. In 2016, Saudi authorities unveiled its Vision 2030 program, which is designed to reduce its dependence on energy-related exports and increase its service sector in areas such as healthcare, education, recreation, and tourism. This has made China a prime target for potential growth in these areas. Li Xiaoxian, Dean of Arab Studies at Ningxia University, says the Saudi government's plans fit well with the Chinese government's Belt and Road Initiative.
The most important aspect of establishing a comprehensive strategic partnership between China and Saudi Arabia is to link up the two strategic conceptions proposed by the two, China's Belt and Road Initiative and Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030. And that is why King Salman's trip to China is so important. It is viewed as a historical visit during which the two sides are going to have in-depth discussions on how to promote cooperation in sectors of business and natural resources.
Saudi King Salman has already made stops in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Japan as part of his current tour. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.